Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Zurian Show. I want to thank you, as always, for listening. We truly appreciate the fact that you're taking the time out of your busy schedule to listen to the show and hear what we have to say. Anyway, today we're going to have a show pretty much on the same topic. All of our topics are, at least we try to at least stay positive and also put some things in there to make you think about and to think about your interactions with other people, not only how they interact with you, but how you interact with them. And also to make some of us a little bit more aware of the problems that we constantly find ourselves in, however, not necessarily realizing that a lot of those problems that we find ourselves in are of our own doing. I know, you didn't start it, you didn't cause it, it's not your fault, nobody understands, everybody's on a different sheet of music, all of that craziness. Well, guess what? You're probably wrong. All right? Plus that, I think I'm finding that there's just too many people out there trying to be like everybody else or trying to be different. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, when you woke up this morning, when you were born, when you were first put into your mother's womb and you started to form as an embryo, you were already different. The similarities in you were only as far as the fact that you were made of cells and that those cells were developing. As you grew up and as the months went on, as the gestation period took place, your differences started to become more and more obvious. Your DNA is different from any other human being's DNA. Why is it that all of these people think that they have to try to be different? You don't have to try to be different. God made you different on the date of birth, on the date of conception. You were different. There will never, ever, ever in life be another you. There will never be another person like you. Again, we talked about this once before. Even identical twins are different. They may have been born of the same womb in the same space. They share the same mother, the same father. They are biologically the same. However, their DNA is different. The only thing that is the same about them is their appearance. Their attitudes are different. Their way of seeing things is different. Their lives are going to be different. One may like rock and roll. One may like jazz or disco. It's totally different. I still do not understand for the life of me why everybody wants to be a clone. There are so many gifted and talented people out there with so much to give and so much to share and so much to help others experience in a positive light. I can't understand why everybody wants to be a clone. And I know that this isn't really everybody, but it's a good majority of the number of people that we're talking about that seem to fit this pattern, that seem to gravitate towards this, I want to be like everybody else, all right? I am not a smoker. It constantly perplexes me as to how many people smoke. And if you smoke, I'm not knocking you smoking, all right? It's what you want to do. It's what you feel that you need to do. However, the fact that in order for you to learn how to smoke, you have to pretty much choke and force your body to intake a foreign substance means that you had to work at that. However, most people won't work that hard at their relationships. They won't work that hard at their job. They won't work that hard at the things that they say that they love or the things that they do to take care of themselves. They won't work that hard to create a relationship with their child, create a relationship with their wife, figure out how to deal with their coworkers, or even step out of the box and try to do something that is going to contribute to everybody around them, as in start their own business, start their own programs, take the God-given skills that they know they have but refuse to share with others, and go out there and actually do something, not only with themselves, but do something that could be positive for others. So, every show that I do is basically, it's a challenge. It's a challenge for you to step away from the table. Again, there's nobody there but you. The only person listening to this is you. The only person really hearing me right now is you. And I'm talking to you. what I'm trying to tell you is that there's hope for you. There's greatness within you. There's a person that could be everything to somebody, not to everybody. Not everybody is everything to everybody. However, there's a person out there with true gifts and true things that they need to give. I am not a marriage counselor, okay? I am actually a mediator. But I am not a marriage counselor. I am not a psychologist or any of those other things. I'm just a person that sees the world as it is or as I perceive it to be. Luckily for me, 9 times out of 10, how I see the world is actually how it turns out to be. And that's just because, not that I have any true special gift, it's because I pay attention. All right, Anthony Robbins once said something. He said that if he didn't see the problems and the hardships that people were having, and if he couldn't just see the ways that people could go ahead and find success if they just made small little changes in their lives, he would have to be blind. And I feel the same way. Mind you, I don't make as much money as Mr. Robbins, all right, nor do I make as much money as his son. These gentlemen are definitely skilled, and I see that his son has definitely taken Mr. Robbins' knowledge, experience, mannerisms, and manifested them into himself and become an outstanding person. I believe his name is Jarrett Robbins. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to try to just step away from all the garbage, step away from all the minutia, and see things as they are. All right? See things as they were meant to be. Everybody keeps saying, if I could, what? Well, really, what? If you could, what? We all need to stop lying to ourselves, and please, for those that talk to me, stop lying to me. It's insulting to me. It's insulting to you. It also doesn't help our overall relationship, nor does it help your overall relationship with the people that clearly see that you are lying to them on a regular basis. So this isn't about me. This is about us, people, human beings, social interaction, truth, justice, the American way, however you want to look at it. I've said a couple of times in my shows before, your attitude is under your control. All right, your attitude is yours. Your perception of the world around you is yours. And every day we experience challenges. The problem, I believe, is that a lot of us make more challenges out of the challenges we already have to face. All right, we wake up in the morning going, oh, man, it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Oh, thank God it's hump Wednesday. Oh, it's only Thursday. Oh, yeah, today's Friday. Then comes Saturday. We're running around like chickens with our head cut off, or like, who was it, a comedian once said, Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby said, the stuff that we do to ourselves on Friday and Saturday nights is pure torture. And you know what? I kind of have to agree with him. You go out and you drink to excess. You do things to excess. Saturday morning, you're sick. Sunday, you're running around like a chicken with your head cut off. Why? Because you got to get ready for work on Monday. When are most heart attacks? Did you know that most heart attacks are on a Monday morning? Ladies and gentlemen, that clearly states that most of the nation is not happy with what they're doing for a living. Most of you only have the jobs that you have because it was paying enough or it was what was available at the time. It's not that that was not what you dreamed about. It's not that that was your goal in life, to become the trash man or to become somebody's secretary or to become somebody's the mailman or the policeman. I mean, some people do aspire to become police and fire and all of that, and those are great and outstanding positions and occupations. However, most of us don't wake up in the morning and say that we're going to be the guy that collects the recyclables, okay? Most of the people in a hotel didn't wake up one day and say, you know what, I want to be in hospitality services or I want to be the cleaning lady or any of those things. And you don't have to be. it's great that there are people out there that do those jobs because those jobs need to be done. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with those jobs, but what I'm saying is that you need to live your dreams. You have but one life to live. When that life is over, you don't get a second chance at another round at it, okay? That life is your life. You live it or you lose it. Time is not recyclable. Any time that you waste is gone, totally, toast. It's out of there. All right? So today what I want to talk to you about is a lot of these negative comments and negative phrases and negative mindsets that we seem to adopt and accept as normal. First off, they're not normal. I don't care what your mother did, your father did, your sister did, your brother did, or any of those other people. All right? Whatever happened to you when you were 3, 4, 5, if anybody did something that has you in an emotional state that you have a hard time dealing with, see somebody about it, okay? Stop blaming everybody else. Not every man is bad. Not every woman is bad, all right? You know, it's just like not every minority that happens to have a name that is, you know, 20 syllables long is a terrorist, all right? Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand that we live in a dynamic world, in a dynamic environment. And in that environment, we are going to run into good people and we are going to run into bad people. We are going to run into people that we can trust and we are going to run into people that we can't trust. But first, the first person that we need to trust, each and every one of us, is ourselves. And many of us don't trust ourselves. Many of us don't believe in ourselves. Many of us downgrade our abilities. Many of us downgrade our potential. Many of us don't get up in the morning happy that we were able to get up. Again, you live in a very dynamic world, and you yourself are a very dynamic person. Again, capable of things beyond your imagination. However, if you don't take that first step forward, that first step into a bigger and greater world, you're never going to experience that love or that oneness that's within you. A lot of people that are religious, they always say that God will find a way. God has already found a way. God is where he needs to be. God is in his or her particular world, and they are in control of everything around them. They already know the past. They already know the future. There is no misinterpretation. There is no misrepresentation. It's all there. However, you are an open book. All right, except you're an open book that is writing the words to your story, writing your success pages and your failure pages every morning and every night until the day that you take your last breath. And that book, that chapter, that story started on the first day that you took breath. Okay, from the time that they removed you from your mother and you started becoming the individual that you are today. You and I are open books. And as long as we have breath in us, we are still writing our stories. How about we take that time and let's write a story that people remember? Let's write a story that people look at and go, wow, I want to be like that person. I want to conquer those particular challenges. I want to conquer all of my challenges. I want to be able to help others. I want to be able to do all of these things that, if you're religious, that God put me on this earth to do, instead of you complaining and whining and all of that other stuff. All right, you get stuck in traffic, guess what? You're not alone. That means that there's probably a few hundred other people stuck in traffic. So why do you feel that it's necessary for you to curse and holler and act a fool? All right, you got a presentation that you have to go to and the presenter sucks, so what? Listen to the information that he's got to listen to and find something else that you can do while you're trying to interpret what this gentleman or woman is saying. Let's stop finding the negative in everything, and let's start looking for the positive in all of the things around us, all right? Because guess what? Just as you can find a negative in something, if you change your mind, change your outlook, and change the way that you are interpreting and taking information in, guess what? you can change your paradigm. You can change how you see what just happened in front of you. There was a story that I read once, and it was about a man that gets on a train. I'm going to try to make this quick. The man gets on the train, and when he gets on the train, you know, he's tired, he's had a hard day, and he gets on the train, and there's this other man gets on. And this man that gets on had several children with him. Somewhere in the lines of 4 to 8 children get on with this man. Well, the man gets on, his head is down, he sits down on the train. Well, his kids get on the train with him, and they're jumping all over the place. They're jumping from seat to seat. They're swinging off the bars. You know, the man's trying to read his paper. They're knocking, and I'm talking about the person that's not the father. The man that's not reading, that's trying to read the paper, they knock the paper out. They bump up against him. They're being loud, raucous, noisy, all of the above. Finally, the man that's sitting there starts to get just so upset because this man will not control his children. His kids are all over the place, and this man is doing absolutely nothing to stop the problem. So the man gets up, and he walks over to the man that is the father of the children, and he says, "Sir, could you please get control of your children? Your children are all over the place. They're jumping around, and they're disturbing the other patrons on the train. If you could calm them down, we would really appreciate it." The man looks up with tears in his eyes. He looks at the man, and he goes, "Oh, man, I'm really sorry. You know, we're just leaving the hospital, and their mother, you know, just passed away. And, you know, I don't know how to deal with it, and you know, I don't know what I'm going to do, and I know that the kids don't know what they're going to do either." When I first read that story, my paradigm changed. At first, I was like, what is it with this guy? How come he doesn't control his kids? You know, why are they jumping all over the place, all of this other stuff, just like the guy on the train? However, once you hear that those children and that man just lost one of their main support groups, which was their mother and his wife, and evidently this man truly loved this woman and the kids truly loved their mother, your paradigm changes, your perception of what went on and how you see it change. Well, that's what I'm saying to you. I'm saying to you to please try to change your paradigm. You know, start today. Start doing that one thing a day that's going to make you a better person, that's going to let you see things in a different light than the light that you've been seeing. Just remember, all of the failure that you've had is basically contributed to the habits that you have. All of the success that you have is also affected to the habits that you have. So if you haven't had great success, it might be because you need to make some changes. You need to make some adjustments in your life. All right? We need to walk around with total confidence. We need to stop procrastination, and we need to stop the cycle of procrastination. If we want to lose weight, we need to do the things that are going to help us to lose weight. That's not a pill. That's not a potion. That's actually creating a whole body type of a system that's not relied on chemistry to help you do something that you did not necessarily totally create with chemistry. We need to gain the desire to want to build wealth. We need to get that mindset in and understand that working for somebody, for the majority of us, is not going to work. 3% of the population controls the other 97%. Ladies and gentlemen, only 5% of the population can retire on their own dime and don't have to really count on the government or any other agency or organization to support them. Most of us are not a member of that 5%. Most of us are a member of that 95%, and most of us are under the control of that 3%. I mean, come on, when are you going to wake up and smell the coffee? All right? Again, it's a whole body thing. We're talking about your mind, your body, your spirit, all of those different things, and the mind is the number one key. If you can get a hold of your own mind, if you can take back what you've given up, then you can do some great things. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, please let's stop lying to ourselves. Stop lying to me. Stop lying to the others around you. Take the greatness that you have, make it yours, and do the things that you need to do so that we can all be not only be happy for you, but rejoice in your greatness. Because by you helping others, you will also help yourself. All right, some of the normal terms that we get for people that want to give up excuses for why certain things are a certain way. If I had the money, I would. if you had the money, you would what? Again, you don't have the money because you don't want the money. Okay? If you truly wanted the money, you would do what is necessary to make the changes in your life so that you would have the money that you need, or at least put yourself on that path. All right? The other one is, I would if I had the time. You don't have the time because you're wasting your time doing things that are not fulfilling to you. All right? They're things that are doing what? They're wasting time. Time is the most precious commodity that you have. It's really one of the only commodities that you have, and it's limited. If you don't use it, you lose it. If I'd have had a better childhood, things would have been different. First off, your childhood is whatever. You are no longer a child. You're an adult. You're responsible for your actions. You're responsible for the things that you do, and the future of your life is gauged by what you do in the future. Okay? If I'd have gone to college. Okay, you didn't go to college. Well, guess what? There's plenty of online courses that you can take now. There's plenty of colleges that are available. There's plenty of correspondence courses that you can take now. And guess what? If you can spend the time watching football or watching Rachel Ray or watching some other person do something that's going to do absolutely nothing for your life, then you have the time to get off your tuchus and go back to school and do what you need to do if you think that a college degree is going to fulfill you. And if it is, that's fine. It's a beautiful thing. All right, if my dad had been around. If your dad wasn't around, guess what? By God, he wasn't around. Again, you are no longer a child. If my mother had been around and I'd have had a woman's influence. First off, most people don't even pay their parents that much attention. All right, most of you grow up, those that have parents, and what do? You move to another state. You barely visit the parent that you have. You barely give them the time or the respect that they're supposed to have in the first place. So that's probably a crock of crap. Plus that you do have other people that are around you and you can do it, do give them the respect that you're not giving. Oh, well, if I'd have been lucky, that person has it because they've been lucky. You know, well, guess what? Luck is what? Labor under correct conditions. Labor under correct knowledge. So labor under correct knowledge means that luck is something that you set up. You put it in a process so that it can happen. It takes work. It takes effort. That work and effort depends on you. Okay? If I had their relationship. Most of those people that have their relationship, first off, we have to perceive that that relationship is real in the first place. That it's not just, you know, behind closed doors they're trying to kill each other, and you know, but in front of you it's all apples and oranges. The grass is not always greener on the other side, ladies and gentlemen. Stop thinking it is. Understand that everything requires work. If you're willing to do the work, then you're going to have a good relationship. And if you're still willing to do the work and you don't have a good relationship, you still have nothing to be ashamed of. Why? Because you did what was necessary so that when you walked away from that relationship, you walked away from that relationship with a clear conscience. Not feeling as though there was something that you did that put it out. Okay? For many years, I've seen a lot of people that have come and thought that they didn't do something, to come and find out that the person that they thought they didn't do something with, it wasn't them. It was that person that had the problem. Now, I'm not saying that you're not the problem in this particular relationship, but what I am saying is that if you do the necessary things to put yourself right, then everything else will fall into place. It's like a domino effect. Again, it's up to you. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's saying that you have to be perfect, but you have to stop lying to yourself. Your word is the only thing that you have, all right? It's the only thing that you have that is truly yours. Time, again, it's limited, all right? You don't get any back. If it was yours, you could barter with it. You can't barter with that. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to be people of our words. We need to do what we say and say what we do, all right? And we need to conduct ourselves in the way or the way that we would like to be treated. All right? We've got innovations that can help us nowadays. We've got knowledge that can help us so that we can work on our prosperity and so that we can work on ourselves. Again, it is totally, totally up to you. Every human being has the same amount of time. All right? We all have 24 hours a day. 7 days a week, 4 weeks a month usually, except for a month where it's a little bit longer, or 30 days or 28 days in a month, all right, and we all have 12 months in a year. There's a reason why somebody can live and do 1,000 things where it takes the rest of us two, you know, or somebody can do 20 things when the rest of us have only done one. We need to take our skills and we need to work on magnifying them. Again, look at the things that you do well. Try to do them better. As you work on trying to do those things better, other things will fall in suit. Things that you don't do that well, get yourself on your own little personal program so that you can make the necessary corrections so that you can get better at it. Again, perfection is not something that truly exists. However, better does. Better does exist. Better is real. You can always get better. You can always do something that you couldn't do before if you put the effort into it and if you decide that you are going to take a stand to do certain things. Again, you cannot change the world, okay? However, you can change you. But that's a choice that you have to make. That's a conscious choice that each and every person has to decide that they're going to go into knowing, all right? Knowledge. Knowledge is great, but knowledge is only great if it's used. Many of you have knowledge and you don't want to share it. Many of you have knowledge and you don't want to let it out. You know, take responsibility for you. Again, that starts and ends with who? With you. You want wealth, then you need to do what's necessary to obtain wealth. And I'm not saying by doing anything crooked, underhanded, or any of those things. I'm saying by doing the things that you know are right, following up on those things, and then doing it correctly. You know, make a checklist. Keep a daily log. Start tracking what you are and aren't doing. Start making sure that you look at your accomplishments. By looking at your accomplishments, you'll see that you're making progress. If you just do something and expect change and don't keep track of it, you won't even realize that you've succeeded at that particular goal. You'll miss the whole picture. Okay? Clean out your closet. Clean out your mental closet. Clean out your physical closet. Get rid of the trash, the garbage, and the unnecessary things that are laying in there. Understand that if they do not serve you, you do not need them. If it does not serve you, you do not need it. Again, every single person listening, whether it's today, tomorrow, or next week, you have power beyond belief. You have abilities that you have yet to imagine. The only thing holding you back is your fears. The only thing holding you back is your unwillingness to take responsibility and to take action. If you take responsibility and action, you can live your dreams. You can live a life worth living. You can not only have an effect on your life, but others around you, your kids, your grandkids, your great-grandkids. Again, let's leave a legacy. Let's not all leave debt. Most of us are going to leave debt. We are not going to leave a legacy. Make your life a life worth living. On your casket, let it say, dead and all used up. All right? Don't let the cure for something die with you. Don't let happiness and joy that you can share die with you. Share things with your kids. Share things with your family. Tell them your history so that you don't fade away. None of us are perfect. All right? Let's move on and do the things that we need to do. Thank you very much for listening, everybody. This is the Zurian Show, Zurian out. All right? My attitude is my choice, and change is under my control. That same saying goes for you. Thank you very much, and have a great day. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show, and again, I want to thank you all for listening and for sharing the time with us, and you have a great day, great week, great month, great year, great life. Take care.